Last month, it was incredibly hot throughout Europe. All kinds of records were broken, and who knows what heat awaits us this summer. There is a Koan Zen story in which heat plays an important role. Once upon a time, there was a monk who asked his master, "Cold and heat overwhelm us. How can we avoid that?" The master replied, "Why don't you just go to a place where neither heat nor cold exists?" The monk pressed on, "And where is that place where neither heat nor cold exists?" The master replied, "If it is hot, let it be so hot that it kills you. If it is cold, let it be so cold that it kills you." Note: of course, the master does not mean here that you should drop dead in the heat or let yourself freeze to death in the cold. This is not about actions you can wisely take when confronted with extreme heat or cold. This is about something entirely different. It is about our little ego, our conditioned self. The most important thing the monk asked here is how to avoid something. In this example, it concerns heat and cold, but of course, it can also be about many other matters, such as bad news, war, or family problems. We can have a lot of resistance to how a situation is. We want things to be very different. We have an ideal image in our heads of how it ought to be. Please, not too hot and not too cold. What is the master's answer? He advises the monk to go to a place where there is no heat or no cold. And naturally, the monk then asks where that place is. Where is that place where we do not have to experience at all that we do not want to be there? Where is the place where we will feel no resistance? Where is that heaven? The master says that if it is hot, then let it be so hot that it kills you. That means accepting the situation as it is at that moment. You do not fight against it. You do not flee from it. You do not want the situation to be different. You become one with the situation as it is at this moment. We can do this by sitting still, by becoming aware of our breath, and by knowing how resistance to this situation manifests within us. When there is intense heat, you immerse yourself in it. You let your resistance melt or dissolve, as it were, and you become one with the heat. It is quite possible that we will be able to practice a great deal with this answer from the master this summer. How do you realize the place where neither heat nor cold exists? How do you realize to become one with heat?